But I couldn't find any of their music. Professor Eberle teaches formal logic in our department. One of his assignments contained a theorem that I was finally able to prove after 80 steps. He took 10 points off, saying it could be done in 78 steps. I once gave Professor Modrak a 10-page paper on philosophical psychology. Her main criticism was that it was much too short. I gave the same paper to Professor Feldman, whose main criticism was that it was much too long. The Undergraduate Philosophy Council once asked President O'Brien, former, I guess, present philosopher, to give them a lecture. He spoke to them about the philosophy of Hegel, a 19th century German thinker. On finishing his lecture, he asked if there were any questions, and one student asked why the tuition was so high. To get my law and ethics concentration. But, well, you've never offered this class. The graduate students in philosophy often serve as teaching assistants for undergraduate courses. Nearly half of them are from foreign countries, and sometimes their English is not very good. There are TAs from Poland, Korea, Yugoslavia, China, India, you name it. But the ones the students have the most difficulty understanding are the Canadians. Some say he wrote his greatest work, The Aeneids, while he had the hemorrhoids. Others say he wrote the hemorrhoids while he had the Aeneids. This debate is much discussed in the professional journals. Considered whether physical objects like tables and chairs exist. The second week, we considered whether a person might really be an unchanging cluster of microphysical particles in the back of the brain. I lost 10 pounds that semester. Professor Ralph Mirboda philosophy advisor. And when I first went to see him, I asked what courses I should take. He asked me what sort of things I was interested in. I said I didn't know what I was interested in. He smiled and nodded and said, "Well, that's where philosophy begins, doesn't it?"
Text I saw of this was different from what we heard before.